I seem to spend my life doing recordings standing on the platform here at Richmond, waiting for the train into London. But I just wanted to report on a rather bizarre change in the streetscape in Richmond, which seems to have appeared, if not quite overnight, but over 3 nights or so. Basically, for as long as I've been in Richmond, there has been a zebra crossing to cross the main road that runs outside, a Kew Road that runs past the outside of the station. And it's a little way from the station. You know, I obviously know where it is, and it's all very familiar, etc. And I've reported for a few weeks running, when making recordings, walking down to or from the station, that some a strange set of tactile paving slabs had appeared, seemingly in the middle of nowhere. Well, all has now become clear. The zebra crossing is now gone, and there's a whole load of builders' fencing and stuff in the way now. And about 20 metres further on down the road is a brand new Pelican Crossing. So how exciting is that? Now sadly means we'll have to wait to cross the road instead of expecting the traffic to stop immediately for us. But hopefully should be an improvement for our safety, at least when getting to and from the station. So that's interesting. Amazing how quickly they can do things like that. Literally, I think the last time I went along there was sometime on Thursday, and in that time they've taken out one crossing and put in another. Shame they can't always do it that quickly. Anyway, here comes my train. Good.
Hang on. Wait there.
And forward advance. Well, as if by magic, I'm now getting off a train on platform one, having been at work all day, and it's now about... Goodbye, forward. It's now... must be about 7:30, I would have thought. And I just thought I would record our walk out of the station, as it should involve the new crossing. Which I haven't done in the dark yet with Vance. I've only been across it once. So it'll be interesting to see how Vance gets on with it. Find the way, Vance. So concourse here is pretty quiet. Just about to go out the door.
Okay.
Good boy, find the way. Vance is pretty eager. I think he must need the loo. Usually his main reason for eagerness. It's either that or he knows it's November the 5th. Find the way, Vance. Good boy. And we need to find a crossing, Vance. Where's the crossing? Do you think you can find the crossing? I'll be impressed if you can. Oh, you can. Where's the box? Where's the box, Vance? Where's the box, Andy? Vance, find the box. Yeah, is there a box there? I can't find a box. I don't think so, Vance.
Just up to your right.
Is it? Whereabouts, sorry. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. Hope that works. Good boy, Vance. Well done. Was I pressing the wrong bit? Forward, Vance. Let's go. Good boy. Well done. Find left. Find left. Vance, left, please. Good boy, well done. Good lad, well done. On you go. On you go. Ooh. Very sort of windy way there. I imagine we had to get between some building fences and things. But he did exceptionally well there, I must say. Found the crossing with no issue at all. Found me the box, despite the fact it was behind a... Found steady, please. Despite the fact it was behind a sort of plastic... builder's barricade thing. So a sort of funny new design with one of these sort of buttons that bulge out a little bit, and you it's not so clear when you actually press it. I think somebody pressed it after me, so whether it didn't work the first time, I'm not sure. Couldn't see any light on it, either way. Good boy, Vans. Come on then, busy boy then. Busy, busy. And you can hear fireworks going off in the background. I was going to record last night, actually, because it sounded like World War III was breaking out all around us. Absolutely huge bangs. Goodness knows what the size of the shells were that they were shooting up into the air. And Vance did very well. The first year that I had him, he was absolutely terrified by fireworks. And thank you, Vance. Good boy. And in fact, find right. Good boy. Off we go then. Decided to go to the toilet on my carpet in sheer fear. Second year was much better. In fact, you know, each successive year he's been a lot more comfortable with it. He likes to be near me, so he came and lay in the bathroom when I was in the bath last night when all hell was breaking loose outside. But he didn't seem too worried about it. Put his head up every now and again, just sort of, oh, what's going on there? But no real sign of fear. And actually, I haven't used the pheromone spray this time. I usually use that, but I haven't really seen any need for it this time, so I think that's a real improvement. Good boy, big doggy. You're going to find the box for me. So we're coming up to our usual crossing now. Good boy. Find the crossing. And this crossing has a thimbley thing underneath the box, but it doesn't actually work very well, so I simply wait to see when the traffic on the other side moves, which indicates that the traffic on this side can't move. So I'm just listening to the traffic over there. On the far side of this is sort of like a triangle junction at the start of a one-way system. Forward, Vance. So the traffic's moving. The thimble thing did turn a little bit. We're now going to the other side of the triangle. And forward, Vance. Good boy. So we crossed two sides of it. And now we're on the home side. Find the way, Houndy. Good boy. Find the way. Sounds as though the flower seller is still doing business, which is quite impressive at this time of the evening. And given the cold. Good boy, on you go. On you go. No, Vance, come on, straight on. Good boy, Vance. Sorry. Good boy, Vance, on you go. Just scraped somebody a little bit there, but Vance, I don't think Vance could have got any more over. He was... Vance, steady. I think he was right up against Tesco's anyway. On you go, Vance. Good lad, well done. Good boy. Good lad, Vance, on you go. Remarkably busy this evening. Find the way, Vance.
Yeah, but what's your archetype?
Good boy, Vance. I have to say, his standard of work this evening is very, very good. Find the way, Vance. Find left. Very good. Good boy, well done. Lad. Good boy, just stand there for me a second. Good lad, well done.